China could have the world's largest Christian population by 2020, and its communist government is taking notice. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today's broadcast, we're featuring the persecuted and the forgotten, whether it's church leaders under pressure or refugee kids out of school. Yet the Holy Spirit is moving. Find your place in today's stories on Mission Network News. The persecution barometer is approaching red in China. We spoke with the leader of a Christian ministry operating in the country. He says restrictions put in place earlier this year and a new leader at China's helm are the source of rising pressure.
They are definitely putting more pressure on the local church and far more persecution than we've seen in decades. Many groups won't talk about it right now because lives are at stake.
New reports surfaced throughout October of church shutdowns, government raids, and cross removals.
The reports you do hear are not even giving the full story. They're just a glimpse of what's happening.
The Chinese government is acting primarily out of fear, this leader says.
Their biggest fear isn't so much the gospel as it is political movement. And so they're concerned about losing power, losing control.
An estimated 97 million believers are in China, and some groups expect China to hold the world's largest Christian population by 2020.
It is important right now for people to pray. Pray for doors to open, avenues to remain available so that the global church and the Chinese church can work together for the sake of Christ.
We've told you there's a new teens devotional coming out with Keys for Kids, but now Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder says their teen devotional called Unlocked is officially in development. They've hired Candy Zeller as the new editor for Unlocked and even have a prototype available.
If people that are listening or reading this information would like a prototype, we would be happy to send them one. All they need to go is to go to unlocked.org.
There you can download a sample of the Unlocked devotional prototype, take a survey on what you think about the Devo, or donate to the project. You can even check out writer's guidelines if you want to submit a devotional.
We're super excited about the fact that there's going to be a teen devotional that's not just providing daily readings for teens, but they're sharing the gospel with kids that are searching, and also giving them scripture-based readings that are going to help teenagers specifically grow in their walk with the Lord, and we just can't wait.
Keys for Kids is hoping to launch Unlocked by June, but they'll begin taking subscriptions for the teen devotional next week. In the meantime,
pray for wisdom specifically. We've never done teen ministry before, so this is kind of new for us, so we just want to make sure that we're following the Lord's leading in everything that we do.
And 4 million refugee children are not receiving an education. However, Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is helping to bridge the gap of education through their My School program. Sat7's Juliana Sphere.
Sat7 responded to the need of addressing educational issues for children and young people because this generation of children is suffering from effects of conflicts and a lot of social inequalities. There's a lot of people like in the societies looking at them in a very denigrating way. Lack of education, poverty, lack of jobs, and things like that.
Sat7's My School started in 2015, and the program has grown increasingly.
Today we have about 300 episodes. We have covered KG3, grade 1, grade 2, 4 to 8-year-olds. There's a lot of also additional therapeutic segments that help displaced children cope with issues. And we're hoping to move with the new My School that now we will start designing it, move into more things that have to do with soft skills of a person, social rights, conflict resolution, inequality, maybe financial education and things like that.
My School creates a Christian educational environment for kids and help provide education to more refugee children through the link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year to help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get yours at missionnews.org. To listen on demand or in your daily flash briefing, just search your Alexa app for Mission Network News. I'm Dodd Morris.